this is a pretty serious step. There are certain sort of levels of diplomatic response, I suppose, that the government could take. This type of thing clearly sends a signal that the government's upset with the Israeli government and that it's treating this matter seriously. This is, in effect, a clear public statement that we do hold the Israeli government responsible for these faked passports and that we consider that to have been something which has significantly damaged the relationship.
In a broader sense, what will the expulsion of this diplomat mean for Australia's relations with Israel?
Something like this, where a diplomat is expelled, normally results in a little bit of tit-for-tat in terms of cooling of the relationship. So our ambassador in Tel Aviv will probably have difficulty getting sort of access to senior figures there for a few months, and the Israelis will probably have difficulty getting access in Canberra and things like that for a few months. So the relationship at that diplomatic level probably will chill, but I suspect for a matter of months rather than years. And also bearing in mind that this is a multifaceted relationship. You've got cultural links, business and trade links, which are separate to the diplomatic realm and which are not necessarily going to get affected by this.
Where does faking a passport itself sit on the scale of international security threats? In a way, it seems like something rather benign in the general scheme of things.
Yeah, I mean, the forgery of passports per se by one government against another is sort of, I suppose, is more something that's seen as diplomatically offensive rather than a security threat per se. But what it does, though, is it opens the door to related security issues. It means that Australians travelling on an Australian passport in much of the world now may run into more difficulty. They might run into suspicions. There might be more attention paid to them and their travel documentation. It's possible in some parts of the Middle East that are particularly suspicious or hostile towards Israel that Australian passport holders will have a much more difficult time. So there are sort of security issues there, but I think this is more a diplomatic stoush rather than a security issue.
The original incident that this passport faking was related to involved extrajudicial assassination on the behalf of Israel. Some people, I'm sure, would see this move as slightly hypocritical in that Australia is getting angry about faked passports rather than the assassination of a citizen outside of Israel's territory. One would think that the assassination might be the more serious thing, but it's the faked passports that Australia seems to be angry about.
Yeah, I mean, the primary concern with the Australian government is the protection of the integrity of these documents. And remember, these passports are either Australian government property. The issue, I suppose, in terms of the perceived hypocrisy here, there's probably a couple of elements here. One is that the Australian government is probably not going to respond as seriously to an assassination of a non-Australian national than it would to an Australian national. So if this assassination in Dubai had targeted an Australian citizen, the Australian government response, I think, would have been very different. The other thing, though, is that this was an assassination against a senior Hamas official. The Australian government, whilst it doesn't engage in assassinations, probably wasn't unhappy to see a figure like that disappear from the scene. So, to put it crudely, even though extrajudicial assassinations are not something that the Australian government does, this is, I dare say, something which they probably are just turning a blind eye to, honestly.
The UK has already expelled an Israeli diplomat for similar reasons. Do you think, in a sense, that there should be a more global response to these kind of actions by Israel? Or will we continue to just see tit-for-tat responses to this kind of behaviour by Israel?
I think there'll be an element of punitive effect on Israel anyway from this, because you'll have a lot of countries that won't trust Israel any further and that will be suspicious of it, and it will now have this reputation for having essentially taken relationships with some of its allies like Australia and Britain and others for granted. But it's the sort of thing that's difficult to marshal international action against.